Here are a couple of interesting statistics for football fans. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady now has 1,000 rushing yards in his career. Bill Belichick has 250 wins as the Patriots head coach. All that came as the Pats rang up another win yesterday. They beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-10 at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Here was Brady after the game.
It was just a great win. They're a good team. Good defensively. Obviously, got a lot of skill guys on offense, so it's just a hard-fought game. Good complimentary football, defense played great, and just a good win.
ESPN.com's Mike Reese was there yesterday and is with us this morning here in the studio for a look at the game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the Pats were great at the start, and they closed well, too, yesterday. It felt like a pretty complete game.
It was a fairly complete game, Bob. I think the one thing they would like to do is be a little bit better in the middle. As you mentioned, they were really strong at the start, and they finished really strong, but there were a few parts in the middle where they lagged a little bit, but they got it together in the end.
You know, we end up talking a lot, Mike, on Morning Edition after games about Tom Brady and the Pats offense, but what about the defense yesterday? They were kind of the heroes of that game.
They were the story of the game. I mean, this Minnesota team is one of the better offensive teams. They came in with the leading receiver in the NFL, Adam Thielen, and they held him to 5 catches for 28 yards and 1 touchdown, which is well below his regular production, and that was one thing they said they take a lot of pride in, that they're going to try to always take away the one player or the one thing that the opposition does best, so they come away from this game with a lot of confidence.
Was that receiver Thielen a little on the frustrated side? Because there was a moment in the game yesterday when from the sidelines he was yelling at Pats coach Bill Belichick, and Belichick was shouting back at them, and a game official ended up holding back the Viking star.
It was a signature moment in the game, from an emotional standpoint for the Patriots. You don't see that too often, Bill Belichick yelling at another player. And the reason why it happened was it was a fourth down play, and the Patriots thought they maybe stopped the Vikings. So a player got injured for the Patriots, which gave Bill Belichick more time to take a closer look at the play to see if he wanted to challenge it. And Adam Thielen thought maybe that they were sort of trying to sort of break the rules by getting more time with a fake injury, but it was actually a real injury.
All right. On offense yesterday for the Pats, a lot of players involved. 4 running backs played big roles. Tom Brady completed passes to 9 different receivers.
That's a key statistic, because when the Patriots' offense is at its best, Tom Brady is distributing the football, and really at the end of the third quarter was when the game turned. It was 10-10, and he got the ball to Josh Gordon, the receiver, on a couple of big plays that really turned the game around.
Pats play the Dolphins, as you say, next weekend. Is that going to be a tough game? The Dolphins have been up and down so far this season.
Well, the Dolphins are 6-6, but for whatever reason, the Patriots always seem to struggle a little bit when that game is played in South Florida, which is where it will be played, and we should mention, if the Patriots win, they will accomplish what is always viewed as their first goal of the season, to clinch their division, the AFC East. They would be the champions if they go down and improve to 10-3.
So we have something on the line next week then.
Teddy Bruschi, the former Patriots linebacker, always called these hat and t-shirt games, because if they won, they'd have championship hat and t-shirts waiting for them in their locker. He always said players played a little harder when they knew they had free swag waiting for them.
Well, we'll see if it gets distributed next weekend. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for us here on Morning Edition. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bob.